News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Households, as we've been saying, could face charges for excessive water use this year. The charges, expected to be capped at €500 a year, will apply to homes using abnormally large amounts of water. And we mean abnormally large amounts of water, because 10% of the people who have meters are using 35% of the water. Conor Reddy is a councillor for People Before Profit, who would have been opposed to water charges, of course, when they were first mooted. Conor, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me on. So look, I think the introduction kind of comes as no surprise. It's the second time I've been on with yourselves in the morning on water charges in the last, I think, month and a half.
But we're happy to have you. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah. Look, I think this is hugely wrong-headed and disingenuous. I think the introduction of water charges for anybody paves the way for the introduction for water charges for everybody. And we know that's a clear direction of travel. It's what Fine Gael have always wanted. I think it's what the OECD now have told the Irish state that they should do. But it completely misses the point. There's still a huge amount of leakage in the outside water infrastructure under our roads. And added to that, there's an increase in use by certain sections of industry. So I'm talking about mainly data centres. So if water conservation is an issue, and it is, we'd be much better placed looking at those major users and wasters of water rather than domestic consumers.
But the domestic consumer has a responsibility as well to fix leaks on their property, because they are wasting your neighbour's water, they're wasting the community's water, and they are doing it now willfully because they've been made aware of it and they've done nothing about it. So should they not face sanction?
I don't think so. I still think it's about proportions. Like, proportionally, there's still far more water lost in the transmission of water through pipes under roads and more water used by industry.
Yeah, but industry pay a huge amount of water charges, but they actually do pay water charges as opposed to the consumer.
This isn't an issue of what they pay. It's also an issue of what's used compared to the resources we have.
But they pay per usage.
But if we look at the water that's consumed by particularly data centres, they just don't have the water supply at the moment to justify the continued proliferation of this type of industry. Okay. It doesn't provide much employment either. So the benefits there have to be weighed up against the cost.
I'm going to hazard a guess that the water going into the data centre is, you know, it doesn't vanish. They use the same water over and over again and they recycle the water. So is it a disingenuous argument?
No, there is water lost through that process. There's obviously a lot of heat involved, so there's water loss to evaporation. Okay. I think there's water quality issues
I'm not an expert, so I won't say, but what you're saying is that this is an attempt to sneak in water charges for everybody by stealth.
I think it absolutely is, and I think the majority of people will see it as that and will oppose it as such. Look, we've been here before. I think these charges, if they are introduced, will be opposed. It's also very difficult to see how they would be introduced. You know,
Who would oppose somebody wasting water on their property willfully? Are you willing to man the barricades for somebody who is sitting there going, I'm happy to be wasting thousands of gallons of public water because I have got Conor standing outside with a placard?
Look, it seems very reasonable on the surface of things and you frame it like that. But the reality is a lot of people aren't aware if they have leaks on their property. And when they are, sometimes they don't have the means to address those leaks. Like when it becomes the responsibility of a private individual who maybe moved into a house not knowing that there was a problem on their property to fix that problem, it can be difficult. And there's no proper support from the state to address those leaks.
There was an opportunity made to get people to do it. And then the whole water charges thing went bust because people objected to it. And there are grants available, aren't there?
First fix free only applies to the external supply pipe coming into the property. So any other leaks that exist on a property are not eligible.
Hang on a second, Conor. It's private property. You've mentioned it there. You are a home owner, so therefore it is your responsibility in the private property to fix it.
Again, like if you're looking at leaks that potentially cost thousands to fix, a lot of people just don't have the means to address those straight away.
They're homeowners. They're the ones you should want to be taxed because they own their property.
Yeah, well, look, they're not massively wealthy individuals. I think still the use is the important part. And the other issue that I have here is, how is this going to be enforced? I haven't got figures since 2019, but in 2019, 40% of households still didn't have water meters. So how are we going to fairly enforce excess use charges on a large number of houses that don't have meters at all?
How's that going to work? I 100% agree with you, because the law has to be applied equally, and it certainly isn't the case, although we diverge on and who stops the water meters going in the first place. The public, I'd imagine, rowing in behind that campaign is the answer. But Conor Reddy, People Before Profit Councillor, thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.